La ações es achadas.
Only if the Jew that you save will make it to the next Shabbos and keep it. Because Chalel, Olav, Shabbos Achas, right? You are Mechalel one Shabbos, Kadesh Yishmer Shabbos Harbis. So he's got to be able to make it to the next Shabbos. And he writes, Avol, Misha Vadai Lo Yokum, Velo Yagia LeShabbos, if he won't make it to next week, Lishomro, to keep it, Hagam, although Sherefuas Elu Yailu, Lishois Vyamim, that he will make it through hours and days, Lo Yechal Olav Shabbos. Don't be Mechal Shabbos. Because the Pasuk says, Lasos as a Shabbos. Okay, this is the Arachayim HaKadosh. And Chumash, right on the Pasuk. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch.
Is he talking about someone who's Mechal Shabbos anyway?
No.
Right. And Hatzolah knows that he's not going to make it for a week till next Shabbos.
Right. So what about no. Why can't? Why would he say last Shabbos?
How about this
today?
Shabbos? Yeah, I had that same question. Yeah, how about today?
Right. Today is
why
Shabbos.
Isn't today Shabbos?
Right. I don't know.
Okay, you're saying it's very.
We don't pass.
Oh, okay, exactly. So that's what we're getting to right now. Minchas Chinuch says, what's going on over here? It says in the Gemara, black on white, that Afilu Chayesha, even if he's going to live for a minute, you have to be Mechal Shabbos.
It's
Paskin
Shulchan
Aruch. Oh, it's like the Minchas Chinuch. The answer is Avada. If you paskin that the drosh is from B'chai Bohem, then taka even 1 minute of life. But the Arachayim HaKadosh was going with a drosh of Chalal Olav Shabbos Kedesha Yishmor Shabbos is Harbit. So according to them, Andomar, you only taka do it if you'll make it to another Shabbos.
So
that is exactly
what
is
that is one Shabbos.
Yeah, well, that's the question we were wondering. So that, why not this Shabbos right now?
Right. What happens if you make it one more Shabbos, but not two Shabbos?
Oh, yeah, you see, even he didn't say that, right. Why not? You're saying if the Drosh of Shabbos is Arbi. Oh, that's this one and the next one.
When does become lamaisa? At what point does the Arachayim allowing someone to paskin that someone's not going to live till next Shabbos?
Well, I mean, you see, even the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam writes, even if you know for sure he will not get better and he's going to die very soon, how do you know how soon? How can you know that?
Hey, even the doctors, oh, you have so much time.
Yeah, I hear. Okay,
why is it lit mechafen kopfen? If he's not going to, if you know he's not, is it also, it's also saying that if he's not going to be Shomer Shabbos next week, because he's not a Shomer Shabbos.
Oh, that kind of thing. Oh, we'll get to that. That will get to what you're talking about. So,
right.
Your case.
Isn't
about
it sounds like that.
It should come out like that. But how about if a guy who doesn't keep Shabbos? Okay, but let's say he's a shoygeg. We'll soon have examples. Okay, now the Iker idea that the Minchas Chinuch is bringing out, that it turns out that there's a machloikis between the reasons, is actually the Be'er Halacha already says this. Because the Be'er Halacha brings that on that halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that the guy's going to only live 5 minutes. And it says that he can be, you can do Chil Shabbos, you have to do Chil Shabbos even for 5 minutes. So, Frek the Be'er Halacha Akasha, Shteitoch, that you do it Kadesha Yishmer Shabbos as Harbe. So, Lechaira, how can you say that on this guy? He's not going to keep anything. He's just going to be alive. He's not going to be able to do anything. So, right there from the Meiri, that the Meiri says, when it said Sheishmer Shabbos Harbe, that's just a dogma who had in any other mitzvah. And anybody could always do one mitzvah because they could always do vidui belei before they die. And that's a mitzvah. That's the Meir. Zok the Be'er Halacha, but I want you to know that the Meiri is only needed if you'd say the drosha of Kadesha Yishmor Shabbos is Harbit. But we don't paskin like that reason. We paskin the reason of a Chai Bohem. And Memela, even if it's a case where he can do zero mitzvahs, you have to save him for his pure life, just for the fact that he should be alive.
If he's in a coma.
And, okay, let's say a coma. Or he gives two other examples. He says, what if the person's a shaita and he's not able to do it? Or he's a kata. Still, we pass him a chai b'hem. And he also says another case, this is a very geshmaka one, he says, Shmuel's paskins, we hold like Rav, but Shmuel says that if you find a baby on the street and the city is Roiv Goyim, he has Din Goy. The Din is that he's a Goy, we go after Roiv. But yet, Shmuel says, if he gets sick, you're Mechal Shabbos for him because Ein Holchim B'Pikoch Nafashach HaRoiv. Zok the Chafetz Chaim, is he going to do any mitzvahs? Of course he won't do any mitzvahs. You tell him he's a guy and Allah is he's a guy and he acts like a guy. But you save him anyway. So there's a raya of a case where the guy won't do any mitzvahs and you have to save him anyway. So he says, all this is true because we paskin v'chai bohem. But taka, if you would paskin k'desha yishmar shabbos is harbe, then in achinami, then the din would be you taka shouldn't save such a person. Because he's doing no mitzvahs. So it comes out like this, that even the Chafetz Chaim already divided the reasons la halacha, that according to the halacha, you don't have to do any mitzvahs, and if you do sheishmor Shabbos Arba, you have to do some mitzvah, just that the Chafetz Chaim said that any mitzvah is good. The Ar Chaim said, no, it has to be Shabbos. But either way, there is a machloikis between Sheishmer Shabbos Harbe and V'chayim. So it comes out that really what the Arachayim and the Smiri, all these things look like they're really not Negei Ledina. Because we paskin V'chayim by him. We don't paskin that reason. It's all just in that cheetah, but not
Lalach. Is it true that we paskin V'chayim by him, or we just go to Chumrah and any of the seven reasons? Because it's pikuach nefesh, you always have to go look
for. Okay, well, it sounds like more than that because the Gemara says like this at that. The Gemara says all the other reasons are shver, affect the Gemara. Because the Gemara says all the other reasons only show us that when you know you can help him, you should mechal Shabbos. But what if you don't know if you can do it? Suffolk, how do you know? So all the reasons are shver. The only good reasons v'chai b'hem, which Rashi says that works because it's mashma, do anything you can to make him alive, even if it's a suffix.
That's the only thing that teaches
us. Suffix. So the Gemara sounds a little like it says, Adifa Mikulu. V'chai b'hem is Adifa Mikulu.
So what does the Gemara sound like when Rabbi thinks that what?
It sounds like the Gemara is saying that's the best answer. That's the best possible.
So Chai B'hem, I thought Rabbi was saying it sounds like what he's saying. It doesn't obviate the other one.
Oh, okay, fine, but in other words, it means this one is for sure needed. This drusha
for... This one's for sure needed for something, but if it's not okay.
If you need it for something, so that means you know it's a correct drusha, right?
Right.
So then if it's correct, then you can be sure so now you'll
it's the most expansive.
You're going to have to do it anyway. Right. You're going to for sure have that reason.
Okay. Nothing's excluded.
So, but now what I would like to, the main point of what I want to say is like this. Even though Lefum Riata, it comes out, V'chai V'hem is the best and covers everything, there are a few Achrayim that give examples where the Chalel of Shabbos Achas can go further than V'chai B'hem. Okay? The first and foremost is that there's a famous Netziv in Shiltas. He says, this is true, it says in the Rishayim, in the Ran, and in the Rashba, can you be Mechal Shabbos for a Uber? For a Uber, he's not yet a person. So the Shiltas brings in Shilta Kuf Samach Zayin, you could. Zuck the Ran Rashba. Why? Because you can still say on him, Chalil Allah of Shabbos Harbe, Achas, Kedei Sheishmer Shabbos Harbe, he will, Hamir Tashem, be Shem Elad of Shabbos. So, Mimela, you could save the Uber for that reason. So, Zuck the Tzivi says, it comes out, the way I understand these Rishayim, it comes out that Uber is not v'chai b'hem, because you see that was the whole issue that they were having. They were trying to figure out, could you or not? So they didn't just say, v'chai b'hem. They didn't say that. Why? Because they're not sure it's true. Because maybe because Asher Yase Oisam Ha'adam V'chaybohem. Maybe it's Nishkin Ha'adam V'chaybohem. Okay, it's not Chai. It's Nishkin Ha'adam. So you maybe. So they said yeah, but Chalel Kadesh Yishmor Shabbos
Harbi. Yeah, but it's been Rishon Bnei Yisrael Shabbos. According to the Orach Chaim, that Rishon Bnei Yisrael Shabbos is only Bnei Yisrael.
So he's not a Bnei Yisrael either, I hear. Okay, you see, they didn't do the Rechaim. Yeah, I'm saying, okay, they said, yeah.
Because
he will be. Because he will be a B'nai. But how do you know that? How do they know that? Maybe. Okay, they're saying, I guess, L'Chor, what they're saying is the idea here is it's Kedai to Mechal once, to gain many. So you have that here also. So Zuck the Nitziv, listen to this. So Zuck the Nitziv, I want to say a din, Zuck the Nitziv. I want to say a din. That what happens if Uber is in Sakana and you want to try something which is 50-50, you want to do Chil Shabbos for 50-50, Oster. Because the Gemara said on that drasha that how do you know Safik? Shver. So the Gemara said, but V'chai Bohem. V'chai Bohem is even Safik. Here you have a case where it's not V'chai Bohem. So Mimela, Taka, you can't do for an Uber if it's a Suffolk. But he says, Lahalocha, he says, I matter it, because he found some other Rishon that argue with the Rashi, but that say V'chai Bohem on an Uber too. But as far, yeah, but as far as the
well, they have no idea that they do these kind of surgeries that we do nowadays.
Okay, but they could have had Sphakis in those days too. I mean, that's whatever
now
it is.
The point is, it's a bit more Sphakis.
Now this is more Sphakis. Yeah.
No. I'm saying then.
Then it was Sphakis. Much more doubtful that it would work.
More doubtful, you wouldn't have.
You know what you're doing. So he's okay. That's what he's now with that. He says now with that I want to be Masber Taisvis to you. He says there's with this Yisayim Zok the Nitziv. There's a Taisvis in Bav Mitzia Kuf Yedalad Amin Beis. It says over there Vlav Kain Humar. I forgot who it was. Met Eliyahu Hanavi in the Beis HaKavaros. So the Moira said, "Aren't you a Kain? How are you in the Beis HaKavaros here?"
Eliyahu.
He had to tell Eliyahu. So Eliyahu gave him a whole shot. Why he was allowed to be there? Because the Kain Beis HaKavaros, and he holds like everything. He gave a whole thing. Right. So Frank says, "I have another kasha on Eliyahu." It says in Melachim that Eliyahu made the son of the Amona alive. So that means he went in the room there with a dead body, and he made him alive. I found out from Tyson that Eliyahu did it too.
Eliyahu did also.
Torah
is Elisha.
That I should be Pishnayim. That I know, right?
The Tsarfassus was Eliyahu. She also had one that was...
That was Pishnayim. Elisha was asked
for Pishnayim. Right. Eliyahu did it once. That part I know. So okay. So anyways, Eliyahu did it. How did he do it? Erez Doch HaKoyin, Zok Taisvis, Eliyahu Hanavi was Borur Loi that it will work, that he'll revive him. And Mel, since it was Borur Loi, it's Pikuach Nefesh. So he did it. So Frek, the Netziv, why was Taisvis forced to say Borur Loi? 50-50 is Eichet good. Pikuach Nefesh, you can do for 50-50 Eichet. And for the Nitziv, Pshat Zazoy, can you say on a dead person V'chai Bohem? Is there V'chai Bohem on a dead person? Nay. Shein Avek is Shein Avek. There's no V'chai Bohem. So what did Eliyahu do? He says, Acheshman, Chalel Shabbos Achas, do one Avera, today, that he can do many. But as I said, says the Nitziv, that's only by the Svadai, but the Gemara says it's fake Eloi. So Memela, Eliyahu, Anavi could only do it if it's Marla. Isn't that Goyish? Yeah. That's the Nitziv's Goyish. So, but as we're going, we picked up already two cases, which according to Nitziv, were not covered underneath V'chai Bohem, and you taka need to come on to Yishmor Shabbos. One was the Uber. And one was if he's already dead and you're being Mechai Mason.
The two extremes.
Like two, right. Okay, yeah, two extremes. Yeah. Okay, now I'll give you two more cases. One is this real Mechudish Dike Tash Beitz, which is brought down in the Shach in Hilchas Mila. The Shach in Hilchas Mila says that if a person wants to be Misgayer and he is probably not going to be doing the tevila because he's going to get from the Mila will be in such a pain that he's going to not be able to tell you about right away. So don't malim on a Thursday, because if you malim on a Thursday, it's very possible that you're going to end up having to be mechal Shabbos for him on Shabbos, on Shlishi, so don't do it on a Thursday.
And he's not yet Jewish.
Oh, so Frank de Welt, as not a Jew, what do you mean you're going to be mechal Shabbos for a guy?
Well, that's the opinion seeing and
what's his name? Oh, yeah, well, yeah, they talked about it for the Bnei Agam Yatzin, that whole business. So that, but here, the Merarik, and she was Imre Yosher, he says, well, the Pshat, how could I be mechal Shabbos? Tak and not al tzvachai bohem, but al tzchalol Shabbos achas, Kadesh Yishmar Shabbos Harbe, because he's gonna be Shaira Lad Shabbos. That's what he wants to. That's his example. Another case where it's Al Yishmar Shabbos Harbe.
So then, you see, it doesn't have to be the next Shabbos.
So you mean it could be in a few of them? Yeah, the Uber 2 could be. Right, it's not Tavka the next, right? It'll be another long time. And then I'll give you a fourth one, which is the famous Din in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shen Vav, the last Sif in Shen Vav. It says over there that if, let's say, the daughter, the case over there, these goyim are coming and pulling away the daughter, they're going to convert her. They're going to go and take a Jewish kind and convert her. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to go out of Tchum Deraisa to save her. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham there, you can do any Chol Shabbos you want to save her. So it's not clear, if you look in the Rashba, which is where it comes from, Chubas Rashba, on what Gemara are we relying that you can Mechal Shabbos Daraisa for this? But in the Mishnah Berurah, brings from the Magen Avraham there, Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kadesha Tishmor, that the daughter should keep, because else she'll be a guy forever. So, Pashtus, you can't use V'chai Bohem over there. It's not alive and dead.
Right.
It's more Chalel Shabbos Achas, Shayishmor, Shabbos Asarbe. Right? So, okay, so altogether we have four examples where you cannot use V'chai Bohem, and you could use Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedesh Yishmer Shabbos Ach. Uber, Mace, Goy Hanimol V'loy Taval, and Hamoras Das. So in these four cases, the Arachaim's thing, what he's tining, is Negel Halacha. That in these four cases, you can only do it if he'll live to next Shabbos. But if he's going to only live a day, the Arachaim wouldn't let you do it. So you could have a Timtzes where the Arachaim would be Negel Halacha. Okay? You do have cases where he could be Negel Halacha. And of course, the Me'iri would argue, because the Me'iri says Shabbos is Lav Davka. And any mitzvah, it doesn't mean Shabbos Zahar Dafka, it could be Vidu, it could be any mitzvah.
But the guy's not a Vada if he's going to keep, because maybe he'll change his mind.
No? I guess we go with Oymed, I hear. I guess, you're saying, how do you know he'll really do it? But all these are the same thing. I mean, you don't know the Uber will be born, you don't know he'll stay for him till. No. But if he's Oymed, I guess we assume normal, I guess. Now, I want to say Rabbi Salb's raya. He wants to bring a raya to the Me'iri. Okay, so the first thing, I'm done. The first nekuda is that you have four cases in Sfarim where they use the klal of Chalil Shabbos Achas, Kdei Lishmer Shabbos Harbe, Lahalacha, even Lahalacha. Now,
Chaim could be spiritual also. Kim Chayin Averach Himeinu. You could say it on that one case.
Oh, so you were Mechavet to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to say what you said, that it's mamish called pikuach nefesh, it's v'chai bohem, to save a kid from going to turning shmad, is mamish like pikuach nefesh. And there's a little bit of a smach that, even though it's like it sounds drushy, it doesn't sound like halachadik, but there is a shtickel smach from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says this kind of drush. The Gemara says that madoch mila, which is only pikuach nefesh of chadever. We push off Shabbos for Mila, surely pikuach nefesh of the entire mensch. So, what do you mean, Mila, pikuach nefesh of chadever? because the spiritual pikuach nefesh is not pikuach nefesh of life and death. It's pikuach nefesh, right, of kedusha, chleis. Yeah, I did say that. What? Yeah. Okay, but that's to do the mila. Here we're talking about the sakana if he won't do the mila. So you see in the Gemara, I mean, it's a very hard Gemara to understand.
What does it mean? Pikuach nefesh of
chad eva. Right.
It maybe means that a person could be that a person could die just from that one wound of the one eva.
Yeah, but we're talking about, well, if I don't do the bris, yeah, it will be pikuach nefesh, right? Right. So it's some kind of the Rabbeinu Chananel there writes because he'll get chorus. So that's the pikuach nefesh. Oh. That's what he writes. But that's also spiritual, well, yeah. And it's also hard to fit into the Gemara exactly. So why is it one aver? What is it? How do you? Because of one aver? I mean, it's hard to understand. That's what he's. It's a very hard Gemara. Al Kaponim, that's what the Shulchan Aruch said. That's a chiddush takeaway to say it's pikuach v'chayba. That's what it seems like. That's the regular pshat. That it's like the Torah looks at it like that aver is in big sakana, ruchni, and for that we push off Shabbos.
It's only the answer may be said. It's only ben shmeila, and you're really doing the mekayma mitzvah. It's not that you're the Torah told you the answer may be said. It's like
Putra,
it isn't a question of
Pekuach Nefesh. Well, this Matan Dhammer learns from there. It looks like he's saying, you see, the Torah is so concerned about Mila that it's such a terrible thing not to have a Mila, so that for that we're push off the whole Shabbos.
But we wouldn't say by regular Sakaris.
Right.
You can't for any other Shabbos to save yourself from a Sakaris.
Right. So it's only comes to Torah. So, anyways, how do you make the leap? Yeah, okay.
The opposite, even more so. It's sort of like kind of a Drabbanon even to save from.
Yeah, it's something they can't even do a Drabbanon to save from. Past, like, Hamidu Divrayim B'makom Karas. It's Shloisha Izamol and Mila.
But when you go to Sakana, so you have to eat up the water, there's aspects of the Chil Shabbos that are.
Right, that's from the Mila. Right, and here we're talking about. Right, the
not doing.
Fine, Al Kapanim, that's a shayl bifnei atzmai, but if you go with that pshat, then it comes out, it is out chalal bishon. Now, I just want to mention Rabbi Selb's hall around on the side here. As far as the shayl, is it davka, like the Or HaChaim says, the mitzvah of Shabbos, or is it like the Meiri, any mitzvah? So he wanted to bring up a raya from the Gemara on Kuf Nun Aleph, Shabbos Kuf Nun Aleph. State in Gemara, Tinoik ben yoy moichai mechal of the Shabbos. Right, even one day old baby. Kuch nefesh mechal Shabbos. David Melch Yisrael meis. Even though he's David Melch Yisrael, ain't mechal of the Shabbos. Vechein who or lefi, I think it says lefi. Shemisha nasa adam meis nasa bottle mina mitzvahs. Right, because once he's, I forgot. I didn't say over the whole thing right. It says Tinoik ben yoy mechai mechal v'sa Shabbos. Why? Because Amr Toiro chalel alav Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmer Shabbos harbei. Dover al melech meis ein mechal v'sa Shabbos. Why? Because given shemeis adam batal min hamitzvahs.
Of course, the connected then it's it. That Gemara, Mamish Mufurish. This is Tinnik.
Because he's already alive, you mean?
Says Mufurish that he has to be born. Mamish says it.
Oh, you mean why did it? Well, that's not connecting the seals. It's connecting the Ramban and Rashba already. They said you can call Shabbos for the Uber.
Oh, they quoted it.
They're the ones who said the din. He just, it was Masber what they said.
What does it mean?
So why did it say, why did, he's asking a question. Why did it say Tinnik Ben Yoyme? It should have said even less, even a Uber. Okay. I don't know. It's like social.
Gemara,
it's just like
wants to make a point of the Gemara wants to make a point of that he's who's
an extreme. An extreme.
The Gemara's talking about who's chayv in mitzvahs, but
still could have said a bigger chiddush. I hear, but I don't know. It's like mamish. It's a horror for sure.
Yeah, I mean the
it's just trying to like contrast, you know. So
Because an Uber is not chayv mitzvah.
Well, Tinuk's not either. Tinuk ben Yomer.
They put a kikah lechem on David to move him.
Yeah, but the Morris point is that you only get the status of having to say something.
Right, it was a contrast.
Maybe it's because it's a Jewish.
It's a dramatic contrast.
It is a Jewish.
Because the Morris is talking about...
The Gemara is passing darshaning a pasuk, a
taiv.
I think it's a
pasuk
Kehelas, right?
Yeah, taiv. Something chayim from the maze.
Chayim
in a
maze.
Yeah, Okay, so the Gemara says, and vezeh v'hainu hadam Rabbi Yochanan mitzvus b'teilos la'asim lavoi. The Gemara says, where do we find that a mace is bottle for mitzvahs? Rabbi Yochanan said it. Mitzvahs betelos lasi lavoi shenemar b'maseim chafshi. What is that Gemara? That Gemara is in Nidus Samach Alpha Mebeis. Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yani. Rabbi Yochanan said, mitzvahs betelos lasi lavoi there means when a person's nifter. That not like lasi lavoi. And Mimela, Rabbi Yochanan Paskins, you could put shatnez on a mace, because maceim are putter. And Rabbi Yani said, no, mitzvahs are ainim b'teilos lasid lavoi, and you're not allowed to put shatnez on the mace, like the Rashba says over there. He's like a cotton. You're not allowed to lois achilum, just like you can't make a cotton do aveir, you can't even make a mace do an aveir.
That's not
the Ritva. He argues the whole shot in the Gemara, but the Rosh is for right now. He's an unbelievable thing. It's like hard to a mace is like a cotton, but that's what he says. So Frek Rebbe said, like, so what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that no, you can't be Michal Shabbos for him because we hold a Rabbi Yochanan. Then once he's dead, he doesn't have any mitzvah. Rector of Israel, and let's see you go like Rabbi Yanai, that his mitzvahs are not betel sasid lavoi. Shabbos is he going to keep? Shabbos is not going to keep. Saivi, right? Even if you go with Rabbi Yanai, he's not going to keep Shabbos. So what is the maximum mitzvah that can be done with a mace anyway, at most? That people will be not put on him shatnez, not make him do shatnez, right? And yet, the Gemara says the reason why you can't be Michal Shabbos for a mace is because we go like Rabbi Yochanan that mitzvahs are b'teil sasid lavo, that there's absolutely no mitzvah with a mace. Shmami no, but if you hold that you could do even some mitzvah that you won't put shatnez on him, already that would be enough to be Michal Shabbos. So, Mimela, it's a raya that you don't need Shmir Shabbos. Any mitzvah in the world would be good enough. Okay, that's Rav Sal's track. Okay. Fine. Now, I want to go weiter like this. Based on this nitziv that we said, that he wants to be medayik, that a Uber is not included in v'chai b'hem. He's only included in a Chal Shabbos, Kadesh Shish Mer Shabbos Harbe. You can be miyashiv, Akasha, the Rabbi Kveger, ask the Beis Meir. Rabbi Kveger in Simin Shin Lamed, there's a din in the Magen Avraham that they used to have these karoim. They didn't keep the chazals. They were like considered like a mumer. And this karois is a muberis, and she's in sakana of aleda. So the Magen Avraham says, can you be mechal Shabbos for her? So Magen Avraham says, yes, she's still Shomer Shabbos. These Karim used to be Shomer Shabbos. So she's still right to be Michal Shabbos for her. So Rabbi Kveger wrote a letter to the Beis Meir, that's his relative, and he asked him, and what if she's a full-fledged Mumer Gomer? Of course you should be Michal Shabbos anyways. How about the Uber? And he says, even if you'll tell me that the Uber is not going to keep anything, probably, with such parents, but the Vaila is Nishke Mumer. I mean, he's an Uber. The most you could say he's not Oymet to keep anything. But he's not a Mumer, he's not a Rasha. So Memela, why is the Magen Avraham Talila in such a thing that because the mother keeps Shabbos. And if the mother is a Rosh Gomer, you have to Mechal Shabbos anyways for the Uber.
But we don't do Suffolk. I'm going back to...
You're very good. We're mamish getting to... We're mamish getting there. One second. No, you're mamish getting there. So the base mayor wrote him back. I'm not so sure. He writes, "May I'm misap ktuva." I forgot he had like a real stark loss. Like, I'm very not sure about what you think. I think that if somebody is not oimid to keep any Shabbos, you're not mechal Shabbos for him. And he says, why? V'shamru b'nei Yisrael chal Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmor Shabbos harbe. He's not going to keep anything. So Mimela, I think that if the mother wouldn't keep Shabbos, then probably kid wouldn't. I don't care if he's a tzaddik, but he's not going to keep Shabbos. If he's not going to keep Shabbos, I don't think you have to do pikuach nefesh.
What was the sheet that said that even a suffix?
Even a suffix by a human being, the Gemara says, by a Uber, he brought the Tziv himself says that even though the Ramban Rashba said he's not b'chai b'hem, but the Bahag holds he is b'chai b'hem. Okay, so that's what he wrote. Rabbi Kveger wrote him back, I don't know what you're talking about. Any life, whether you keep Shabbos or not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'chai b'hem, any life, you have to be Mechal Shabbos for any life.
He says it applies by Uber.
That's what it seems like from the Rabbi Kveger. That's what I'm sure we're getting to.
That seems it's going on other mitzvahs. Forget Shabbos. He's going to keep Lysa says.
Okay.
You mean the Karoim? Okay. So you see that base mayor, Mamish goes with Shabbos.
Yeah. You have to.
He's right. Mamish going with Shabbos.
Just say forget that.
Okay. So now, like this.
Who said the Karoim?
So what the base mayor is saying is Mamish Tzarechi and Gadol, because the Mishnah Berurah brought a great riot against the base mayor. Mishnah Berurah said the case of the guy who was found in the city of Ro Yevgoyim, and we tell him the halacha is you're a guy, you don't keep anything, and it says still you do Chil Shabbos for him. So you see that you do V'chai b'hem is even if you're not going to keep anything. But according to the Netziv, we have a very good pshat to answer Rabbi Kveger. Why? Because we're talking about an Uber, right? And the Netziv said that according to the Ramban and Rashba, a Uber doesn't have a Chai Bohem. He only has Chalol Shabbos Achad Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Harbe. So over here you could say like the base mayor, on an Uber, if you know that the Uber is never going to keep Shabbos, so then you wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos for that Uber, according to the Netziv. If it was a Safik, you wouldn't. And even if it's a Vadai, it would work. But if you know the Uber wouldn't keep Shabbos, so then you wouldn't be able to say Chalal Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheishmar Shabbos Harbe on it.
Even if it's only a Safik, that he won't keep Shabbos.
Oh, if it's a suffix, he won't keep Shabbos, you say.
That's enough.
I hear. Because it has to be Vaday. It has to be Vaday. Okay, even that. So Mimela. Okay, right. So then Mimela would answer the Magen Avraham. Okay? It would answer the Magen Avraham. That's why you have to make sure that the mother keeps Shabbos. Because if the mother doesn't keep Shabbos, then the kid isn't going to keep Shabbos. And Mimela, the mother's a mumer. The mother's a mumer, so she's out. And the baby is only Chalel Kadesh Yishmar, and he's not Yishmar. So Memela, you wouldn't have any Eitzim. So therefore, you have to say, Magen Rav does have to say Shabbos. But, Lefi Darkeinu Lamadnu, what do we learn over here? That Rabbi Kveger disagrees with the whole Nitziv. Rabbi Kveger said that if the Uber is a Uber, then it's V'chai Bohem, and then you have to be Mechal Shabbos for him, even if he's not going to keep anything, right? And Rabbi Kveger speaks out over there. He writes, I just write the Lashon, he says, don't tell me that V'chai Bohem, the Iker idea behind V'chai Bohem, is for the sake that the person is going to do mitzvahs. Like, and maybe you'll tell me, somebody who doesn't do any mitzvahs, his whole life isn't worth so much, And Mimela, you don't Mechal Shabbos. Says, don't tell me such a thing. Because here. The E de Amrinan, if someone's gonna tell me that our Torah hikpida davka alchiyus adam shiyishma mitzvahs, that the whole Indian of the Torah's paid on life, what's so good about life, is because he'll do mitzvahs. Im kein, if that would be true, gam be'ikr tzivir lahachiyus name it. Why don't we say about the ikr Indian of life, the nefesh kazeh, that if the person's not going to keep mitzvahs, mutzer laharga, you can kill him. The ein mitzuvin lahachiyus, rak mishim mekayim mitzvahs. And that's for sure not true. Right, you don't.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, you mean if he's a mumer,
if
he's not from Bemezin.
Right,
if he's, but he's saying, like let's say this kind of kid, right? We're saying he won't keep any mitzvah. He's not a Russia. He's a Uber, right? So he's saying if you're gonna just tell me, there's a concept.
How
if somebody
also shave al tase and kumba say,
well,
what kind of shell is that, Rupi Beg? He's saying go kill people.
That's no, what? Well, yeah, well, what I think what he's just trying to say is you see, he's just trying to show him that don't like look at me like strange that. It says b'chai b'hem, so you're going to tell me it's a svara. B'chai b'hem is only for some purpose. If he's going to do some mitzvahs, but if he's not going to do mitzvahs, what's his life worth? He says, don't tell me what's his life worth. If you kill this guy, you're a tzeach gomer, right? So obviously, like he fears ice, Hashem was ela vaday amrina ha'toyra chasa al nefesh mizer Yisrael. The fact that he's a nefesh, who's a yid, the Torah's chas on him, right? So, you have no right to say that v'chai b'him is limited to someone who's going to do mitzvahs. He's not. I don't think it's like a riot. He's just saying
right,
you don't.
Right.
You would have no right to
right,
say that.
Right.
So, Rikveger learns that there's mamash v'chai b'him on an Uber, and it comes out a huge nafkamina ledina. Because according to the Netziv,
not only for Shabbos, for a lot of people.
For sure. The Netziv made this whole thing that since Uber is not Mechaibam, it's only Kadesh Yishmar, it's only it's a Varei. But if you're doing a procedure, Misafik, you can't do it. According to Rabbi Kveger, it's not true. That's for sure not the din. We go that it's a regular Mechaibam, and you do anything Misafik also. So the Shail is, but I, Lemaisa, the Netziv, brought Rishayim. Then Rishonim cleared Uber, and they wrote, since it's Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedesha Yishmer Shabbosas Harbe, that's why you do for Uber. So that's where the team got his thing from. You see that they did a special limud for Uber, and they didn't want to do V'chai B'hem. And how's it that Rabbi Kveger is just doing V'chai B'hem? Oh. So there's two ways to explain. To explain how Rabbi Kveger got V'chai B'hem. One is like this. That Rabbi Kveger learned that the Gemara says all those drushes, Chalol Shai Shemar Shabbos Achas, and this and that, Mizbech, Machteres, Mila, whole list of drushes. At the end, the Gemara says at the end, but they're all not good enough, because all of them only say by a Varei Hatzalah. How do you know a Safek Hatzalah? So Adifa Mikulu is V'chai B'hem. The way that it sounds from the Gemara is that covers everything. If it would come out that V'chai B'hem also has a deficiency, because from V'chai B'hem you wouldn't know an Uber, so how do you know Uber? And then you have to go to Chalel. So, I mean, this is Adifa. I mean, yeah, they're both Tzrichi. Utzrichi. You need them both. From the way the Gemara says it, it sounds like, no, at the end, you only need V'chai B'hem because it's better, covers everything. So what the Rishayim mean is like this. It's just a ride. For sure, Zogin the Rishayim, a Uber, definitely is Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheishmor Shabbos Harbe. Once that is a fact, the Hechrich that V'chai B'hem also covers an Uber. Because V'chai B'hem always covers anything covered by anything else. Because it sounds from the Gemara that V'chai B'hem is better than everything. So at the end of the day, the Rishonim really mean it is v'chai bohem. Just how do you know? In other words, if you challenge me and say, how do you know v'chai bohem goes on Uber? Maybe v'chai bohem is a person who's mamish alive. So the Rishonim says, I'll prove it to you. Because when you come to the drasha of Chalil, it for sure includes an Uber. Because there, it's Yishma Shabbos Harbin. And the Gemara fears ois, that v'chai bohem is better. Vice ois, v'chai bohem also includes an Uber. That could be one way Harbi Kveger could learn it. Then there's another way Harbi Kveger could learn it. That's what it says in the Ritva in Nida on Daf Mem Hei. The Ritva, when he clears the Shail of Uber, also goes into the Shail, you say, on the Uber, he writes that for sure a Uber is a Nefesh. Even though sometimes we don't look at an Uber like a full Nefesh, but when it comes to Sugis Pikuach Nefesh, Le'inyan Ha Ikri Nefesh. Zokter, how do I know? Zokter Ritva, because the drasha says, Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheishmor Shabbos Harbi. And that definitely would include a Uber, because he will also be Shomer Shabbos Harbi. So from there, it's obvious that a Uber is a Nefesh. So the question is, how do you read this Ritva? You're like Pasach Bechav, Sim Bechavis. I mean, you're telling me that he's for sure a Nefesh. Why? Because the Drosha says, Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheishmor Shabbos Harbe. So from there you see that even if he's an Uber. But how do you know he's a Nefesh? So what you see is that the Ritva is saying, what Pshat Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheishmor Shabbos Harbe? Is Pshat that it's a bank, like it's a mathematical, it's Kedai, invest one, get out 10. No. The real thing that's doing the Pikuach Nefesh is the Nefesh. That's just the way the Torah worded it. That's not the real thing that makes me be allowed to do the Chil Shabbos. If you want to know what it really is, it's the fact that he is a nefesh, and you have to save his nefesh. So, Memela, Zokter Ritva, obviously, the Torah is looking at this Uber as a nefesh. Because if this Uber wasn't a nefesh, there would be no idea out there. Yeah, why not? Go bimchal one Shabbos, you'll gain. You gain on the deal. One for 10. You put in one, and then you'll when he gets born, he'll keep 10, so it's worth it. You don't do that. You don't do one chil Shabbos to gain 10. The pshat is that the Torah used that expression to mean this is a nefesh here. Go and be mechal Shabbos for a nefesh. So memela, if the Torah says chalel Shabbos achas shishmar Shabbos harbi, and that formula would work by Uber too, that's proof that he's a nefesh and the Torah cares about his nefesh. So at the end of the day, the real Nakuda is that we see from Chalel that a Uber is a Nefesh. Once we see that, then Avada, when it comes to the other Drosha of Achaibam, he's a Nefesh. It's already, we see this Yesod that the Torah looks at a Uber as a Nefesh. That's also how you see that even Achaibam would apply, because he is a Nefesh. Okay, so Bekitzer, I'm saying two ways to explain how Rabbi Kveger got a Uber to be of Achaibam. Even though the Rishonim didn't write B'chai B'hem on the Uber, they really wrote Chalel Shabbos Achas Sheishmor Shabbos Es Harbe, still, Rabbi Kveger sees that it's B'chai B'hem also. Either the Pshat is because we have a Gemara which tells us B'chai B'hem covers everything which is covered by Chalel, and if Chalel covers a Uber, B'chai covers a Uber, or because the Yesod of Chalel is really Pikuach Nefesh. That's really even Chalel, the real matter is Pikuach Nefesh. And if the Torah calls it a Nefesh, then he's B'chai B'hem too, he's a Nefesh. Those are the two ways that you can understand Rabbi Kveger. Oh, so now...
Doesn't Tosos answer that more by Elisha and...
Oh yeah, we Mamish talked about that. Oh, so now I'm going to repeat, say again. Oh, but if you say this, if you say like the Ritva, that the Ritva learns that the Yesod of Chalel is because of Nefesh, it's not a thing like you put in one for 10. You need a nefesh. So l'chayra, how does that stem with the Gemara that Eliyahu, the Tosfos, that Eliyahu was metame in order to mechayim mason. So until now, we said over the Netziv's pshat that it's takenat v'chay bohem. It's takenat v'chay bohem because he's dead. It's just a cheshbin to do one aveira to gain shabbosos. But if you go with a ritva, that really there's no such thing that you could just do it for again. You have to have a nefesh. Where's your nefesh?
The nefesh isn't a potential.
Oh. Exactly. You're going to have to say that a potential nefesh,
right. That's
how to learn it. Which is really how the Bechor Shor learns Pshat and Taisus. The Bechor Shor in Erechen, Adab Zayin, says Pshat in the Taisus is you go with the potential nefesh. And the same thing you have to say, the same kash and the same teretz, you have to go with you go with the other mahalach. If you say V'chai Bohem covers everything that you get from Chalel, so then you're going to have to say that V'chai Bohem covers Eliyahu. Because if Eliyahu is covered from Chalel, and V'chai Bohem is guaranteed to cover anything that's... So then that V'chai Bohem goes, how could you have V'chai Bohem on a dead person? So you have to say potential again. You have to say what the Bechor Shor said. It's still V'chai Bohem, because you'll get a chai. You see a chidush gadol moed. That the V'chai Bohem is even the potential chai.
Only because of Chalel. In other words, if the drush of potential is Chalel, V'chai Bohem is not the drush. Once you go like Reb Kiva Eger,
right.
that every Chalel is V'chai Bohem.
Right.
In other words, you have to put Reb Kiva Eger together.
That's what I mean. Right. If you say that, then it turns out you have a V'chai Bohem. So now, though, Hadra Kusha Leduchta, if we're going to end up saying that really V'chai Bohem also applies to the dead person. Why did Tosfos have to say that Eliyahu was sure that the dead man would come alive, but V'chai Bohem is even if it's a Safek. Right, Bishlamah, if you go like the Netziv split them. He said that a Uber or a Mace and all these people, they all are only Chalel and they are not V'chai Bohem. And nafkamin is, you're only allowed to do them by a vare. And with that, he explained, that's why they said vare.
He's a mace.
Oh.
It's one thing to say that he's alive, it's a question that it's okay, he's alive, how much we do. But to say that on a mace?
You mean because it's like a chazaka, he won't get alive.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll say similar to just a little extra knach. Because the rule is that by things which are not physical, you takenid a chazaka. Because it says, let's say, kameya. Can you do chil Shabbos for a kameya? So it says, if it has a chazaka of three times. How about if a guy says, maybe it will work. Terence says, that doesn't have a toiras maybe. Only like a thing which is physically understood that it's going to work. So it's a 50-50. Well,
you're talking about chazaka anyway. In other words, that's actually the point. It's not.
Right, it's the same idea.
The fact is, it has a chazaka.
Right, once it has a chazaka, then you can say it's a karas nafash. But the thing before it has a chazaka that it works, by sgulis, it doesn't have a toirah suffix. So the mail, that's the pshat. If Eliyahu, maybe I'll be mechayim mason. He can't do that. Like, let's say some guy says, I'm going to try. Maybe I'll be mechayim mason, but I have a new tefillah I just thought of. He can't do it. So the mail, that's the pshat. Why, you can say, that's why they said borer. In order to do such a thing like that, you have to be bar. Okay, so ha sikum mikol anal is that what the Eir Chaim HaKadosh said that you need to keep him alive for a whole next Shabbos. Okay, besides for the side chiddush that he holds, it means Shabbos daf, not another mitzvah. Either he's going only shaloi kahalacha if you don't barshin v'chai bohem. Or we said he could be nageh for the four cases where Chalel goes further. But that second mahalach is only the Netziv Shita, but Koyter B'Kiveger, anything which is that is that. So then you can't say that anymore, and you would only be able to say that he's going to like Halach. Okay, I'll see this. Welcome.
I see my meaning for myself as maybe Gula. I'm Shane Ramos, maybe Gula Lalil on today's Purim. Sorry about the phone.
That his nefesh is still
sink, by the sink. Don't see the other one.
Downstairs?
Exactly. I'm very impressed.
Good excuses.